CliffCentral.com.
Listen, but I want to ask you, and I want our guests to listen, Enrico, David, listen to what Shemaine is saying, and maybe you got a story as well, as that we have tales about animals.
Tales?
Oh.
I know.
Oh, come on, you guys.
And I wanted from you a nice tale about an animal. Wat 'n verhaaltjie het jy vir ons, Shemaine? En wat 'n musiek moet ek soek?
I don't know. This is about a Jack Russell. So, you know. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I figured that we'll do the Jack Russell today. So, his name is Munchkin. You know, and he is really an aww. So the thing nearly died like a few days before he got.
And that's the story. You buried him yesterday.
So anyway, but he made it through and he started to, you know, so part of his recuperation was obviously, as Jack Russell's also go, you have to exercise them pretty much, otherwise they're all over the place. And so he started exercising him. I started exercising him in the yard. And in the yard there was this one plant that my son just wouldn't dig up, and I'd say, Brent, when are you gonna get rid of that thing? What is that thing, you know, that's growing there? And he would just say, Mother, please just leave it there. It's an experiment. I just want to see how it grows. And so every day when we go playing, the dog runs to the bush and he chomps on the leaves, and then he comes back and he runs again, and then we have like at least a half an hour of constant play. So run to the bush, come back, run to the bush, come back, until he's really dog tired, but focused. And then I said to Brent, take out the bush because that's it. It's too high now. So then we went playing again, and the dog was looking for the bush. And so I figured out afterwards, I said, what was it? Because now the dog is agitated. And he said it was a daha plant.
No. Oh.
So my little munchie, if you come into the house with daha, he will sniff you out. So we always know who's got daha when they come.
That is interesting. And is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Oh, thank God.
That's what I'm saying. No, he's still good. He loves daha. I mean, obviously the dog is like, I'm concentrating here. So.
And it's legal now. So you can go all out.
So no, can you go, oh, it gave him a bikini.
I told my son, now you can plant one for Munchie.
Yes, for Munchie.
For Munchie.
So Munchie like it eigenlijk om by die daga plant te wees.
Munchie loved the daga plant. So you would, I don't know how it is. I mean, I don't know if anyone's dog ever did that.
But obviously, no, they trained. I mean, in airports and stuff, I suppose they could use Munchkin as
a sniffer dog. You'll probably give me some.
Imagine being attacked by a Jack Russell at the airport.
Was his name Munchie before in the daga? Okay, that's...
Munchies.
Munchies.
Munchie loved to, so that's my story. And you said you didn't want that story. And I still think it's a great story.
It's a great story.
It's a great story. That was brought to you by Brevecto, the tasty treat that protects dogs against ticks, fleas, and mites for 12 weeks.
Do you know that? They protect you.
And for dogs, yes.
Yes.
Brevecto, Protecto.
For up to 12 weeks.
I'm on a farm now.
Pregnant and baby dogs.
Yes. CliffCentral.com.